Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lights, camera, action from Hollywood East. That's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is KDK Radio. It's time for John Mowat on movies. A half hour later, we wanted him to get his beauty sleep.
Is that what we wanted?
Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good morning, John. Hey, what a great cause you guys are working for. I'm happy to hear that so many people are taking part in that.
Yeah, and we'll be keeping those lines open, so give us a call at 1-888-745-1020. You know, John, I don't think anybody was surprised that the Lego movie did what it did over the weekend. $34 million in its opening weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. And here's the thing, guys. That's these weekends, especially in January and getting into February and March, they tend to play to kids. We get these movies that are family-oriented, kid-oriented. And what's interesting is that the main movie this week, and the movie that we're going to talk about, Alita Battle Angel, is going to go head-to-head with this Lego Movie 2, which if you told me a couple months ago, a year ago, that these two movies would be setting up to go head-to-head, and we're not really sure which one's going to come out on top. But I said you were crazy, but that's where we're at right now. Good family movies bring in the box office, and people are turning to that, and they want to see it.
All right, let's start with Alita, Battle Angel. This is James Cameron, right?
Yeah, it sure is. And the funny thing about this movie, Larry, it's Alita Battle Angel, rated PG-13, starring Rosa Salazar, Christoph Waltz, Jennifer Connelly. You get just a ton of good stars. It was a project put forth by James Cameron, and it's based off of this 9-volume Japanese manga or comic series that was distributed back in 1990. But what happened was, and if you look on IMDb, it was posted on IMDb to go into development in 2004. But what James Cameron did was he took that technology and he jumped over to Avatar. So we were given Avatar in 2009, and this movie kind of sat in development for a while. And then Robert Rodriguez came over, and we know him from Sin City and the Spy Kids movies. And he took over as director, but worked hand-in-hand with James Cameron to produce and direct this film. And what you get is a story about a young girl who wakes up in 2563 in the future. So it's way in the future, a dystopian world. It's these people that are kind of half robot, half person. And it's a story of this girl's life and how she wakes up not knowing who she is. And the movie develops and it tells who she is and how she got to where she was at and how the world is the way it is right now. And once we do that, it almost becomes clear that they're pitching for additional movies in this series.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be a long series. Alita Battle Angel now.
A chick flick.
Isn't it romantic?
Yeah, isn't it romantic? Rated PG-13. Now, what this is, it's kind of a spoof on romantic comedy. Now, I came into this movie not knowing how I was going to feel about Isn't It Romantic, rated PG-13, starring Rebel Wilson and Liam Wilson and Liam Hemsworth. But what I found out was it was hilarious. And what they do is they spoof on rom-coms. So we know this genre. We know how things work. But when you see how they put it together, it's hilarious because every rom-com that we see takes place in this large city with these huge apartments. And you wonder, how can they afford it? How's the city so clean? Why are they always at a Starbucks? Why is it always raining when they kiss? Why is there always a shaped window? And they make fun of it so much to the point, but they bring it with Rebel Wilson's energy. And this is Liam Hemsworth, not Chris Hemsworth, the Thor character, but Liam. And he does a great job of mixing up these two worlds of real life and then this fantasy rom-com world. And how the director pulls this together at the end is kind of nice, too. And it runs a little bit short. It's 88 minutes, but it flies by and it feels really good. Good movie.
Isn't it romantic? And there's Happy Death Day to You, the sequel to Happy Death Day. That's your horror film John Mowat on Movies. Have a great weekend, John.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
And now the top five movies currently at the box office, starting at number five.
Is Glass. The Upside is at 4. Cold Pursuit at 3. What Men Want is at 2. And the aforementioned The Lego Movie 2, the second part, is at number 1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.